Greg Farrell is the president and CEO of Farrell Wealth and is a registered representative with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. The opinions of Greg and his guests are merely opinions. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Well, good morning. Happy Monday here and happy February to everyone out there. This is Greg Farrell, and the show is Money Matters with Greg. We talk about money on this show, and today we are very, very lucky to have a real estate guru with us in Matt Evans, who's a fantastic realtor here in town. And we're going to talk about real estate in a second, but I really wanted to talk about the market initially. It has been just downright painful in this last week as we manage our, you know, money and our wealth in regards to the overall market. We've had an official correction. We're down 10%. It was the worst 9 days in 9 years, and very, very, you know, very frustrating as far as the correction. I think a lot of it needed to happen as we've talked on this market. But domestic equities dipped really into correction territory after this volatile trading that's been back and forth. We've been up and down. At one time, we were down 1,600 points last Monday, and the S&P index has ended down 5.2% for the second consecutive week, which was last week. Stocks finish off the week's lows overall with a positive, really Friday kind of performance that actually happened. Was really, really good in regards to that. It was a 1.5% move. The Dow was 1.4, NASDAQ was 1.4. So really looking at fundamentals here, trying to figure out exactly where things are. We talk about this on the show as much as possible with long-term investments and making sure that you are finding good investments that are really solid in this fundamental investment base for the long term. But it has been a rocky ride. I'm sure a lot of people are looking at their 401ks and looking at their overall investments, trying to figure out what to do and where to go. So today they slightly are higher. We were up as much as 300 in regards to the overall market. Europe broadly gained. We're up 1% on that. But, you know, we talked about in the show the last couple times about the really, really good things that are out there. Look, breadth is really, really healthy. The credit spreads are tight. There's not necessarily a ton of lending going on in regards to over-borrowing. And Matt can speak to that in a second, but deal activity has been sort of muted and earnings revisions have just been extremely strong. So a lot of this needed to happen in order to be able to kind of correct and clean stuff up to be able to go a little higher as we intend. We were up 7% for the year overall. We're now down for the year in regards to the market. So a lot of this speculation does not seem excessive. We've been talking about this on the show. Just have a plan, make the plan, work the plan, and do your best in regards to your overall long-term investments. If you have any questions about what we're thinking and where we're going, please feel free to email us, greg@farrellwealth.com. Contact us at the show here, 219-476-9000. And also you can find us on Twitter, and you can also find us on iTunes as well. Many of these shows are replayed on iTunes and podcasts. We're working on trying to find out. We were on TuneIn radio for a while there. I know the station is on TuneIn radio, so you can listen there, WVLP 103.1. And but as far as getting the shows up on podcasts and in regards to TuneIn, that's our next step. And then also videotape videos of with many of these different shows. We're going to add those as well and look forward to that. So with that being said, it's 5 minutes in. I just want to be able to talk about what's going on in the market because it has been very, very scary. So be strong, hold to your investment practices and invest in solid companies that you know you can count on. With that, I want to talk real estate. We're going to totally divert here and talk with Matt Evans, who is with the Matt Evans team here in Valpo, and they do a fantastic job. We're going to talk to Matt about some of the things that are going on in Valpo and the Porter County overall, and just the overall real estate market. I have to say, in regards to the real estate world right now, Many of the things that are going on in the REIT world and whatnot have been down for the year that because of interest rate and the interest rate fears that are going on as far as interest rates rising. So that's something that I want Matt to be able to talk about. But Matt, here we are. Get Matt Evans right here. Yeah, got him on video now. We are able to post this video. We will post this on our Facebook page when we get a chance, when I get everything approved through compliance and whatnot. But welcome to the show, Matt. Thanks again for being back.
Thanks again, Greg, for having me. It's exciting to be back. I think it's been probably 11 months since I was on last, and it's good to be back, part of your show.
Yep, about a year. Love having you on. I really appreciate you coming on and as far as the expertise. Tell us, what's going on with real estate? I know you've done a lot of different presentations. There was a State of the Union by our mayor here talking about many of the things that are going on in Valparaiso. But as far as what's going on in the world of real estate, let's start from the broad macro side. How are things out there?
Things are good. You know, the markets that are in the boom and bust cycles throughout America, which would be your coastal areas and your mountain areas and your resort areas, have been very strong. So they're in the boom cycle still. So I think people are finding very low inventories out there, rising prices for sellers, but also rising prices for buyers. So the real estate market's been good, and it's a good time to still get into the market as interest rates may rise in the future. And have started to.
Yeah, we've been expecting a rise of at least 3 25 basis point raises coming up here. The Fed has indicated that that will happen. It looks like it could be 2, and then the market got spooked with as many as 4.
Right.
So that definitely got us.
And
that's part of the reason we've had this correction.
Not all those hit the mortgage market, though, correct? I mean, not all those hit the mortgage market. Some do, some don't. It all keys off the bond market.
It does, and it all depends on a lot of different things. But for the most part, as far as what banks borrow at that lending rate, it definitely affects. And if you are in an adjustable rate mortgage,
Right.
Even though they're less than there we used to be in 2008 and 2009,
right.
You know, I mean, everyone seemed to be on an arm back then, but
right.
Nowadays it seems like, the fixed world is certainly more prevalent.
I still think it's a great time to lock in a fixed rate loan. I think you cover a good point there. I think that when we recommend long-term financial stability for somebody, we do recommend typically a 30-year or even a 15-year loan. The 30-year gives people more flexibility on payments. The 15-year amortizes that loan more quickly. It knocks down that principal more quickly. Some people do a blend, and they decide that they're going to go ahead and make an extra mortgage payment once a year. If you do that, I'm told you can cut your loan to about a 21-year mortgage. So there are some good financial tools you can use when you're a homeowner and paying down a mortgage. But each small percentage increase in home loan rates does affect our buyers, and that will start to strip them of some purchasing power.
So we talked about, interest rates overall. Look, want to be aggressive, really, in trying to make sure you're locking in, trying to find a way. They're going higher, all right? So just be cognizant of the fact that they're going higher. It will affect your overall cost, whether it be a car loan, whether it be a home loan, whatever it might be. Look, interest rates are going higher. It's all indications are going higher. So be aggressive in regards to trying to find out the best rate and making sure you're locked in, knowing that they're going higher. This is not a situation where you say, it could go down 50 basis points. It could go down 0.5%.
That's
just not happening, So just all the listeners out there, just make sure you're being really aggressive, right?
That's right. There are reasons to buy an ARM mortgage. One of them might be, let's say, a federal employee who gets relocated every 3 to 4 or 5 years. They pretty much have a finite period of time that they're going to own that next home. So they might save 1.5% on that home loan in an ARM, but that could adjust up pretty quickly here. So we just want to warn people to lock in when you can if you're comfortable at the rate they're offering you at the bank.
Well, that really makes sense. I mean, if you're in a home and you're only going to be in the home for 3 years, but you want to be able to establish some equity, you don't want to rent, you've got enough to be able to for the down payment. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Go into a 3, 5, 7 year.
Right.
Move along, lock in for those years and then know that you're going to be moving. So that's really good. Tell us, so here we are, show's Money Matters with Greg Farrell, CEO and President of Farrell Wealth. It's a wealth management firm here locally in Valpo, and then we service probably clients in some close to 20 states overall. So we're all over the nation in regards to, so we're seeing the markets in the real estate market in regards to that, Arizona, Nevada, we have clients in California, Florida, Texas, you sort of see those sort of outlying different states and how they're doing, where they were before in regards to the overall market. Nevada obviously was hit. Arizona was hit back in 08. You know, but it's a different time now. I mean, things have definitely changed. So tell us to go – we see kind of what's going on out there in the world, but tell us – and here we are with Matt Evans from the Matt Evans team at RE/MAX. You can find them at 219-464-2121. And certainly anytime, anyone would be happy to speak with you about your real estate needs. But Matt does a really good job as far as laying out what's going on in the market out today with us here in this area. So what's going on in Porter County, Matt?
Porter County has been a great market, and I think part of it is, we have a stable employment base, we have a varied employment base, everything from ag to financial to small business to, a lot of university employees, a lot of school employees, and we have a great healthcare system here and great parks, and there's a lot of things that are drawing people to Porter County. We're so close to Chicago. I think being a submarket of Chicago really helps our draw here. We're within an hour of a major metro, and that really makes a difference in Valparaiso home prices and market. What we're seeing, though, Greg, is we're seeing definitely a very a shortage of homes, and we're seeing a shortage of homes especially at the mid to lower price levels. So our median price is around $211,000 in Valparaiso, which covers a lot of Porter County and Center Township especially. So, but the average selling price was higher than that. The average selling price is around $233,000. And what you're seeing with those trends is the ability to actually see a strong trend line in growth. If we look back in 2011, house prices were around $171,000 on average. So we've gone up, $20,000-$30,000 since that time.
That's huge. I mean, a 211 is a huge move. Even on a percentage basis, it's enormous.
Right.
That's great.
So I'm sure you're talking to people that can actually forecast that they have a lot higher home equity when you're looking at their financial statements, their personal financial statements. And that's a good thing, but you don't want to rest on that. I still recommend that people continue to improve their home with that additional equity they have so that when you do go to sell someday, you don't have an outdated home that people aren't wanting to buy or can't see themselves in. So I think it's important to continue home improvement. And those costs have gone up as well. So the other big trend is days on market are going down in the area. Days on market are going down because demand is up. So we're seeing that quicker turn on homes. Interestingly, one of the size trends that's happened in homes is a little bit opposite of what you'd project. We talk about the downsizing America a lot. In Valparaiso, we have a pretty old home stock. A lot of that home stock is dated around 1980s on average. And with that, we're starting to see actually a little bit of an increase in home size from around 2,000 square feet up to about 2,286 was our 2017 number that we came up with. So with that in mind, we are seeing some bigger homes come on the market or be built and people move into those. And those are the ones that are turning a little bit more. However, I want to caution that this trend is just because we have an older home stock. It's really not because that's the trend in America. I still think with the aging population in America, the aging of the baby boomers, we're going to start to see a smaller home be desired. It's going to the baby boomers tend to want a better outfitted home, but they don't necessarily need the 4 or 5 bedroom house. So that's one trend we're also seeing.
So are you seeing then downsizing? People getting out of those larger homes, large upkeep, maintenance, that sort of thing?
We definitely are. So one of the trends when we cover Valparaiso is we see a lot more patio homes being developed, low-maintenance communities. So one of those communities would be on the west side of town, be Pepper Creek, and on the north side of town, Campbell Meadows. You're starting to see either extended care options for people, and kind of a transitional housing as they age. But more than anything, people tell us they want a smaller yard. They don't want the big yard to care for anymore. And they want a nice, small, well-done home. They do want some of the amenities in the home. Might want hardwood floors, might want granite, might want stainless steel appliances or other choices. But they just don't need the large home to live in quite anymore. So that is affecting our market here, even in Valparaiso.
So then you're seeing, how about the smart home technique and that sort of trend that's gone on. Tell us a little bit about, investing, we talk about investments on the show, and that's really investing in yourself, investing in your business, and investing in overall investments that, you know, basically grow, create, grow your wealth, but also protect and preserve your wealth. So we talk a lot about those different things on the show. Tell us, how do we invest in our home the right way? How do we do it in different tranches? Do we do it all at once? Obviously, that takes more money and more equity. Right. But you know, what should we be investing in? What should the listeners be investing in in regards to their overall home?
Well, there's a couple ways to cover it, and one is you can do small things over time. You definitely want to maintain your mechanicals as you go along. It's a great idea to have an annual look at your furnace. It's a great idea to make sure that your appliances are running smoothly in your home. One of the things people can do is they can buy like a home warranty plan, which is like an insurance program for your home. And I know a lot of people that have taken advantage of that and actually cashed in on that home warranty plan. You don't have to buy those through a realtor per se or at a closing transaction. You can buy those anytime. But again, it's like home insurance on your appliances in your house. But I think as you maintain your home, go along, concentrate on floor coverings, keeping those up to date and good shape. Concentrate on your kitchen. Your kitchen is actually one of the best places you can get a return on investment. We say that it's almost a $1 to $1 return, but that $1 to $1 return may actually help your house sell more quickly, which is even a greater return to you. And you might get a bidding war even between buyers if your house is in tip-top shape. We always say that anytime you sell a home, it is a beauty contest. As well as anything. And so your house needs to be beautiful to stand up to the competition that's out there. Now, with the low home supply, there's not as much to choose from. So your house would definitely stand out if you have it in better condition. So solid surface floors, solid surface countertops, a nice, you know, clean paint job on your house, and just keep it kept, well kept, organized. So that if you do have an unknown need that you need to sell your home all of a sudden, there's all sorts of things that happen in life, right?
Right.
You might have to have somebody move into you that you have to care for. You might have to move to take a job. You just want to have your house in top condition so that when you do have to sell it, it's ready to go. We do see smart home technology coming in. So if there's one upgrade you can make, if you have the old round digital or non-digital thermostat that you turn, get a setback thermostat, something that can set down overnight as you go to sleep and cuts your temperature by 4 degrees in your house. You might find that you save $100 a year or something on gas bills. So
certainly it would pay for that. It would pay for that thermostat. You know, you'd save $250 bucks. I know we have a Nest, and I absolutely love it. It's fantastic. It's on the apps you can use.
Yeah, so you can really good. Right on your phone now, Greg.
Right. Yeah.
Wherever you're at, and I think that's a great technology. So if you're on a vacation too, you have the peace of mind that your furnace is still running in your house.
Right.
You have a real time reporting.
And so whether I have a Nest in the home, does that help? That obviously helps with selling. Right?
It does, yeah. I think today's buyer is looking for technology features in a home, and they want the latest and greatest you can get. And whether it's a Nest or a Honeywell or some of the other brands that are out there, either your housing, your HVAC professional can either hook that up for you, or if you have the know-how to hook that up, you can maybe do it yourself. But it's a great way to save money for yourself now and into the future, and also attract a buyer in the future.
Okay, how about like the other smart home type things that are going on with as far as locks and security?
Well, let's
security.
Go to the top end because Elon Musk just put a car into space, right?
Yes.
Well, Elon Musk has also started to develop shingles for homes that actually are solar panels.
Okay.
So if we go to the extreme, that's on a smart home or energy efficient home, that's going to be the top end. But if you look locally here, just super insulate. Make sure you have good. You know, a good caulking in your home. Hit your doors and window openings with extra caulk or sealing. There's really good ways to save some money on that. Lighting, right? I believe you could probably have NIPSCO come in and do an energy audit on your home. They'll come in. They'll actually sometimes provide you with light bulbs that would you could change out to LED in your home and save probably hundreds of dollars every year on your lighting expense. So there's really good things you can do on a low budget level.
Okay, excellent. So invest in your home, kitchens, what, and then bathrooms, probably.
Bathrooms,
is that all
yeah,
I hear?
Yeah.
Bathrooms.
Definitely get to that main floor bath or that master bath and make sure to get that in good shape as well. People do prefer tile, but you know there's some great laminate products out there now too, vinyls, that are great for your home. But definitely focus on those places because buyers know that's where they're going to spend the most money.
Okay, so invest in yourself, invest in your home. If you're looking to sell, obviously it is a beauty test, and it's competition. They have to make it look good, have to clean it up. Start there first and then go build on that, which would be, you know, home smart technology conversation. Give, you know, I always, my wife did real estate cover a number of years. She talked, just give me something, give me a story, give me something to tell, right?
That's right.
And that's what you're looking for,
isn't it? That's exactly what you're looking for. You want to be able to tell a story when somebody approaches you about home of the things you've done to improve it. Because if you're going to support some of these price increases we're seeing, it's a great idea to have the data that says, I improved the kitchen, I improved the bathroom, I put solid surface in the house. I've done these things that have added value to my home. It bolsters it more.
And I can't say enough, I'm an improver in regard to the home warranty. You can go to AmericanWarranty.com. It's usually about $3 between $3 and $70 a month, depending on what you insure in your home. My wife and I insured, did it out, and actually worked out great because our air conditioning broke and was gone for about a week. The service came out, they did an evaluation, we were worthy for replacement. So you start spending, you know, $30-$50 bucks a month.
Yeah.
And it saves you $3,000 in the end. So it can be really huge. They can insure your garbage disposal, your fridge, you name it, whatever you pick, whatever you decide. So it's a great thing.
Do make sure to read your policies and make sure it covers what you want. There are different, you know, plans you can buy, so you give add-ons, even if you have, say, a pool or something you want to cover. So make sure you read those riders.
Oh, very cool. Good information. Tell us, I know you've got a presentation that you've done on commercial real estate as well.
Yeah.
How are we doing in Valpo versus the rest of the region?
You know, I just got a big meeting this morning in Valparaiso, and things are looking great here. You know, we have more and more employers that are looking to either expand here or grow here, and so business is strong in our region. You know, Urschel is really, I think, revitalizing the Chesterton area as well. So in some of these larger employers in our area, we are seeing a good commercial real estate market as well. I would say that in our region, if we look region-wide, I think the shining stars are probably still St. John and Crown Point. They're still bringing a lot of people in. There's a strong occupancy rate. It's a little bit closer to Chicago, depending upon how you commute there. Lease rates tend to be a little bit higher there, and they have a very strong new construction market for small businesses as well as larger businesses. In Valparaiso, we have a really good occupancy rate right now. We are seeing a fairly steady lease rate environment. We're not seeing huge increases. But I will say that in the newer product you have out there available for lease that has triple net rates on it, you know, you're going to be well into the $20 per square foot range at the base rate plus the triple nets to cover the taxes and the insurance and common area maintenance on those properties. So, Valpo is strong. It's probably getting a little bit stronger. Certainly the downtown market is robust, right?
Yeah, it looks
great. Very few vacancies downtown. And I think when you look at small town America, the first place you look is the health of the downtown, and we have a very strong downtown. A ton of restaurants have opened up. I think if anywhere we could improve, Greg, it'd probably be on the retail side of things. It'd be really nice to get some small boutique retail operations down there to bring more selection to our shopping public.
Well, and we have a few, right? Obviously, with the lifestyles of the world and everything else we have down there.
Seasons Boutique just opened up, I believe, downtown. A little plug for them. I don't know them that well, but
they have beautiful store right on the corner there.
Old World Market, which is a great treasure that's been around a long time. A great little small business market to support. And obviously our coffee shops and restaurants that are so great to go down to in the evening or in the daytime for lunch. So
yeah, we have some great stuff going on here in Valpo. I always like to be able to, you know, mention it, plug it. Look, I love living here. I think we all do. So that's why we're here, even though we're living in about 16 to 18 inches of snow that just showed up over the last 4 or 5 days, but I'm not going to complain about it. But we're talking real estate here with Matt Evans here on Money Matters with Greg. The show's about money, for money, helping you with your money. And it's a WVLP 103.1. I want to thank Greg Kovach for all his hard work here as engineer.
Thanks, Greg.
We had an annual meeting last night that was fantastic. It did a really, really nice job in regards to what WVLP does and some of the great stories about some of the great shows here. So if you're not necessarily listening to this show, obviously I want you to listen to as much as possible, but there's some great shows out there as well. So please tune in to WVLP and see, find some shows. You can find those shows as listings at WVLP.org as well to basically find some really, really good shows for some good people here at Community Radio Station. Matt Evans here from the Matt Evans team with REMAX. You can reach him at 219-464-2121. Matt, tell us as we sort of wind up here coming in the last three, 4 minutes, What's the next step for us here in this region? Where are we going from here?
I think you're going to see more and more development along the lakeshore, up along Lake Michigan. I think people are really drawn to the water up there and the beaches and the beauty that we have, the natural environment. So I do think you're going to see more development up in the Chesterton, Porter, and then up into Michigan City as well, because with the double tracking project that's going to bring Michigan City within an hour of Chicago, I think you're going to see that. Right here downtown Valpo, where we're located, you know, there are some needs that we're still short of. We could really use a hotel downtown. It'd be great if a small boutique operation would open up something down here. I know there's a call for a civic center, performing arts center downtown, something a little bigger than what we have, something that could draw a region in. They're talking about a new senior center, and they're talking about trying to create things more for youth and that teenager that really on the evenings doesn't have a lot to do other than go to the movies or walk around downtown. It'd be nice if we had some things for them. We also have the giant redevelopment of the ANCO building right down the street here between the tracks, the area between the tracks, where there's the transit-oriented development that's going to take place down there, and the Redevelopment Commission is working on here in Valparaiso. So I think you're going to see more energy around there because, quite frankly, there's no more land to really develop downtown except in that area.
Right. What about the buses and the train and things like that? Everyone's always asking about that. I know the train's been coming here ever since I moved here.
So the Valpo Dash has kind of, you know, been our rubber-tired transit to downtown Chicago, and that's been a huge success.
Huge.
I believe 300 to 400 riders a day on average, and that's been well-received. But there is a call for having a train, like a metro line that would take people downtown, be a lot quicker, it would avoid the trucks on the interstates, and I think there is a huge push for that. I don't know when that's going to happen or how it's going to happen, but obviously, our city leaders and our region leaders need to keep working on those.
Yeah, absolutely. They have some really good things going on here. Matt, anything you want to leave us with here in regards to the overall real estate? Any tips you have, you know, here in the last minute or so?
If you're thinking about buying, do so soon. Work with an agent to advise you on paying the right price for a place. If you're thinking of selling, it's also a great time. So hang in there, take a look, talk with your financial experts, and make sure that you're where you need to be and where you want to go.
Awesome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. That's Matt Evans with the Matt Evans team. You can find them at RE/MAX, the RE/MAX facility at 219-464-2121 is their office with Pace Realty. And they do a fantastic job, and really just love having Matt on because he's just so knowledgeable and telling us all about the things we need to be able to know in the real estate world, not only macro-wise, but also micro. So what's going on around town, and just a fantastic job. The show is Money Matters with Greg. I'm Greg Farrell, CEO and President of Farrell Wealth. It's a wealth management firm, registered financial advisor. We talk finances on this show and money, and hopefully I was able to save you some money and where to invest your money here today in regards to real estate. I want to thank Greg Kovach, the engineer here, for being just awesome. Thanks so much. And we have a number of different things going on here at the radio station. It is a 501c3. So if you are interested in advertising and donating, as well as there's a hog roast coming up as far as buying tickets for that hog roast coming up, that we have a number of different chances to be able to raise some money for this nonprofit here, and that's one of them. So please support your nonprofits locally. And certainly if you're interested in reaching out to anyone here, it is 219-476-9000. So the show's Money Matters with Greg. Again, you're going to find us on iTunes, Twitter, LinkedIn, and really excited to be able to bring to you Matt Evans and the Matt Evans team. Highly recommend that you reach out to them as experts in the field if you're looking to buy or sell a home, whether it be residential or commercial. Okay. Thanks again, and hopefully everybody can stop shoveling some snow here soon. Looks like we're going to finally get a break in the world here in the northwestern Indiana. And I want to thank everybody for a great show today. Have a fantastic and profitable week. Talk to you next week.
Greg Farrell is the president, CEO of Farrell Wealth, and is a registered representative with and securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. The opinions of Greg and his guests are merely opinions. All individuals should get their proper advice investing and managing their personal finances. Money. Get back.